Ramban al Torah. The position of the Ramban here is one that is also has echoes elsewhere in the Perash al Torah. I'm referring to Perak Chavav in Pashat Toldos, Pasuk K. The Pasuk says, I'm not right now examining the context of the Pesukim, I'm not so interested in that, I'm more focused on the specific Pasuk and the Ramban's comment on it. The Pasuk says, Ekev asher shoma Aaron b'koli. How do you translate the word Ekev? Because Abraham listened to my voice. Vayishmor mishmarti. Avraham Avinu observed mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'torosai. These four words are obviously quite fascinating. What exactly is the distinction between mishmarti, mitzvosai, chukosai, v'torosai? I'm not also going to focus on that extensively, but the reader Ramban on this pasuk, Ramban first cites Rashi. Take a look. Vayishmor mishmarti. So the Ramban says, he writes Lashon Rashi. Rashi says, Bikoli, that Avraham Avinu listened to the voice of Hashem Shenisisi also. When Hashem is Barach tested him. We know Avraham Avinu was subjected to 10 Nisyonos, and so Avraham Avinu passed the Nisyonos with flying colors. Rashi continues, and the Ramban quotes it, Mishmarti, the term Mishmeret, which is, by the way, a term found a number of times in Shas. The Gemara says, for example, Asu Mishmeret Mishmarti. And Rashi comments based on that, Gzero Laharchoka. Sometimes in Chazal we find rabbinic edicts that Chazal actually enacted. Kigon Shniel Darayot Shmus Shabbos. Probably the second is more familiar to you than the first, but they're both of a similar nature. We have Yisurim Daraisan Shabbos, Yisurim that are Asim in our Torah, let's say Lamites Malachis. And then we have many, many Shmusim which are Yisurim Darabana, rabbinic enactments. The Chazal or goes there in order to protect. Chazal were worried that perhaps a person might be led to violate the Yisurim and HaTorah. So Chazal set up literally an entire network of Shmusim, of Yisurim Rabbanim and Shabbos to protect the basic din of Shabbos. And similarly we have the Halach of Shnias Arayis, which means you have the Arayis mentioned in Chumash, they mentioned actually in two different parashas. They mentioned the Acharemos and they mentioned the Kedoshim. And then the Gemara says in Yevamos you have Shnias Arayis, which are again further enactments, additional Isurim, again, in order that one should not trespass and violate the Isurim in HaTorah. Rashi continues, Mitzvosai, and this is of course already a famous Rashi. Elsewhere Rashi translates Mitzvosai as Mishpatim. So the word Mitzvosai and Mishpatim are really synonymous terms. Mitzvah She'il Lichtabu, Mitzvah that even if they weren't written, Dinu She'ikosu, they should have been written. You go Gezel Shvichas Damim. Because what Rashi is indicating is that these mitzvahs, or mishpatim, if you will, are essentially founded upon a rational underpinning. That is to say, that if society were not to have any legislation regarding gezel, or God forbid, regarding shvichus damim, retzach, then clearly, the way the Radak writes throughout the Perashat Tanakh, basically what would happen is that society would run amok. Society would be out of control without any fences, and therefore there would be a total chaos, complete hefker, and those are mishpatim. Because mishpatim are essentially, Rashi says, is kaseda, that is perishan tanach. Mishpatim refer to any kind of legislation which has a logical, rational underpinning, and the way the Radak always adds, we're talking about items that clearly govern society. The way the Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, the famous Mishnah, that the Mishnah points out that ilmoli morosh ha-malchus, ish esreyeu chayim lo. If not for the government, or if not for the mishtara, for the police, if not for the different types of legislation that are obviously in place in order to ensure an orderly kind of society, things would be in a state of chaos. So that's what Rashi indicates is the definition of mitzvosai. Then Rashi says, of course, chukosai. As we know, everyone generally is familiar with this translation of Rashi. These are things that people find incomprehensible and almost irrational to us. Why would the Torah legislate against eating chazir, levisha shatnes, shein tam medavar? There's no rationale, there's no basis for this. You know, the Rambam and Ruchim spends an enormous amount of time trying to show that there is a rationale, there is a basis. Usually the Rambam, in explaining these chukim, somehow traces it to Avodah Zarah. So some idolatrous rite that existed somewhere, and the Rambam was familiar with all of them. But the Rashi can say there in the Perush HaTanach indicates that no, the idea of the Chok, of course, that we surrender to the will of Hashem. That there are certain areas that we simply cannot understand. Shein Tamid Dover, El HaMelech Gozar Chuk Al HaMadov. The king imposed his will on his servants, and therefore we simply carry out and comply with these chukim, because as I said, we surrender to the Rasa of Hashem. Rashi continues with Tarosai, Lahavi Tar Shabal Peh, Halacha Moshe Misira. So that's the quotation from Rashi that the Ramban cites. And now the Ramban begins to comment on this, and the Ramban says, Yim Kain, if this is correct, Yiyeh, Kol Zeh Bonui, all this is built upon a certain foundation, because if the Ramban quotes Rashi, who says that Tarosai, the last word in that list of expression, refers to Tar Shabal Peh, Halacha Moshe Misira, it means that he has called Zebuni al Dasha, Hoya Abram, Kaim, Meshamer, Es HaTorah Shalodita. That means Abram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given. Which, of course, is rather astounding. We are familiar with Mama HaSinai, and that's where we know that from that point on, Kali Yisrael were obligated to observe the Torah. And prior to that, we know that the Avos certainly were committed, were dedicated to Hashem Yisbarach, but we don't have any inkling, at least in the text of the Chumash. We don't seem to have a clear indication that the Avos of Akayim the Mitzvahs prior to Matan Torah. Is that completely true, the statement I just made? Or perhaps there is some indication here and there that the Avos of Akayim Mitzvahs, namely? Noach?
No,
Noach Torah is Rashi. I'm not, as I said, Rashi is a very nice fellow and certainly a wonderful man. The Rashi is based on the Chazal. It's not a Bebish, but I'm talking about the text itself. What do you mean by the text itself?
Told him by Hashem.
I'm sorry? Is there any indication in the text itself that the Avos, or let's say, you said Noach, fulfilled mitzvahs, yeah?
And Yaakov went to Moshe Be'er for 14 years?
Again, Lachamah. Where does it say that in the Pasuk? The Pasuk, the text itself, does not at all indicate. Rashi brings from Chazal, and you are obviously familiar with Chazal, so that's the problem. We learn Chazal so well, we absorb it osmotically, we forget. We don't distinguish between the Pshulash HaMikra and the Medrash of Chazal. The Pesukim indicate that at all? That Yaakov Avinu studied the Shiva Shem there for 14 years? It's true that there's only one, I thought you were going to quote me even another Chazal, because I assume you're getting to that. Rashi quotes from Chazal that he said, Yaakov Avinu, Im Lavan Garti, but that's also very nice, it's a statement of Chazal. Again, it's not in the text that Yaakov said, I observed all 650 mitzvahs. So that's, again, a medrash chazal, but it's not in the text. Any indication in the text of that fulfillment of mitzvahs, yeah? What did he do? Yeah, but again, what does that mean? Esel Kim Isalek Noach, you are right. That means that Noach walked in the ways of Hashem. In general, that means the following, that Noach was an Oved Hashem. What does it mean to be an Oved Hashem prior to Matan Torah? What exactly is involved? It means that whatever tzivui, Hashem is barach, shall we say, whatever directive he gave to whomever it was, they carried it out. They complied with whatever directive they were told. But there's no explicit indication. Again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is an explicit indication. Yeah?
What about like Avraham and Brismila?
Okay, so barach Hashem. So that's what I wanted to hear. Number one, we have a clear tzivui Hashem regarding Brismila. There's no question that here we have an explicit mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was istaveh, even though I assume maybe you're aware there's a Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah Sefulin. There's a very fascinating Rambam that the Rambam indicates that the reason why we fulfill the mitzvah of Mila today is not because Avraham Avinu was actually instructed regarding the mitzvah of Mila, but the reason we fulfill the mitzvah is because that mitzvah was once again reiterated and re-articulated in Maimon HaSinai. The Rambam says this. I thought I Xeroxed it, but maybe I did not. The Rambam indicates this in Pirshei Mishnah Sechulin, and I'll read you the language of the Rambam. It is at the end of the seventh paragraph of Chulin. The Rambam says, "Anu ein malim neshavim avinu al vasholam mal atzma v'yanshim beisav." We don't circumcise ourselves because Avraham Avinu did so, and neshavim avinu tzivu also. I did Moshe Rabbeinu. That it was once again, as I said, repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu at Matan Torah, that Klal Yisrael should undergo circumcision. The pasuk says that Abraham was instructed not only him but his subsequent generations as well. So the Rambam goes on to say that essentially we are following the mitzvah milah because it was given once again to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. But you are correct. Here we have a very clear mitzvah. As a matter of fact, this will also help us, as you just said, regarding one of the famous questions that is asked actually, and we'll get to the Ramban, hopefully, in a few moments, the main thesis of the Ramban, but the question which we have raised before, that is, that is that if the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, as the Ramban here just says, that he says, Avram Mekayim U'Meshaber HaTorah Shel Nitna, so then the question is, why did Avram Avinu wait to fulfill the mitzvah milah until he received the Tzivi Hashem? If they fulfilled all the mitzvahs, so why is bris milah different? So do you recall we discussed this matter? And there are several answers given to this question, several classic answers. Do you remember? Yeah, okay, before you ask another question, so what are the answers to this? I'll test you in 1 second. Yeah?
Isn't one that there's not, it's not a mitzvah that you have to bring unless you're like an orlo first?
It's a sign you are a budding briska. This is the terence of Asolech used to say over from his uncle, the briska of, that the briska of, he brings a right from the Ron Yavamis that there's no mitzvah of milah till there's what? A chaloshim orel. So the person is an orel, so the person is considered to be uncircumcised. And halachically, at what point does a person become an orel? Only when there's a Tzivi Hashem. Till there's a Tzivi Hashem, the whole concept of orel, as you said, is basically completely outlandish. There is no concept of orel. That's a brisk answer. So that's an answer for those who are briskers, or maybe like yourself. But I'm saying, but what would be a more classic, I think, a more classic kind of approach to answer this question? Yeah? Oh, so that's the second answer. That Bishonov also gives the Mizrahi gives this answer, what Chaim said. The principles we're going to get to in a moment, that Ramban, Gadol HaMitzvah Ba'olsen, Gemara says in conclusion, Mishael HaMitzvah Ba'olsen, that someone who's obligated to do a mitzvah, the schar he gets is greater than someone who's not obligated. So if they were to do these mitzvahs, Ramban's going to say in a moment, they're doing it and receiving what kind of a schar? Any mitzvah Ba'olsen. Someone who's not commanded to do a mitzvah, that's a schar that the Avos received the compensation for doing mitzvahs when they were not mitzvah to do so. In the case of bris milah, says the Mizrahi, that would have been a problem because a bris milah is not a mitzvah that you can do a second time. You only do it once. So Avraham Avinu wanted to get this far as a mitzvah bosa. That's why he had to wait for the Tzivi Hashem. That's the Mizrahi's answer, a very sharp answer. I still feel there's a better answer. I read from my Rebbe, at least from Alpha Zavendu Bracha, which I think is the classic answer. Yeah.
Not on that.
Agreed,
it's a two-person.
Excellent. Beautiful. What Ben says is that the whole idea of a bris milah is a bris. What does a bris mean? A covenant. A covenant means there are two parties to a covenant. So until you have a second party, there's no covenant. You need shnei tzadim in order to have a bris. Every bris in Tanakh has two parties. Then the bris between Abimelech and Abraham. You recall that bris we just read about recently. The bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and Matan Torah. The bris of the Keshet that Noah has actually with Hashem is Baruch, they will no longer be a marble. A bris involves two sides. There are two parties to a bris. And here, until there's a second party appears in the scene. Then Hashem directing Abraham to do the bris milah, there's no need for a bris. So there are three answers, really. What you said is correct, and what you said is correct, then what you said exactly is correct. I like your answer the best. I just think it's the simplest answer to the question without getting involved in bris columnus and without the... But the Mizrahi says, okay, but now coming back to the issue over here, the Ramban, is what I'm saying, yeah,
John. So why do we say a bris,
So the answer is because, even though you're asking on the Ramban, but Ramban Pirsha Mishnayis and Chulun, who says that the mitzvah, the reason why we comply with the mitzvah today is because Hashem is Baruch once again told Avraham Avinu the mitzvah at Har Sinai. The whole Torah was once again re-articulated at Har Sinai. But the fact is that Avraham Avinu was the one who was Machnes, his son, to the bris. That is true. It's true we have a pasuk later on in Tazria. The Torah says, the Ishuk is Tazria, we hold the Zohar. The Tomah Shivas Yomim, ki mei nidas the bosa tikma, but yama shmini ima musar alasa. So it's repeated in Parsha Tazria in the context of Matan Torah. But as far as the actual individual who was Machnes, his son, to the bris, that was the Avraham Avinu's work. That's his handiwork. By the way, in general, we have to understand, and maybe this is what you're driving at, you're asking a good question, but I'm saying we really have to understand the distinction between what happened at Matan Torah, what did Matan Torah do that we did not have prior to Matan Torah, what exactly, what was the Avodas Hashem of the Avos? When we speak about Avodas Hashem, what exactly did they do? Okay, for example, you mentioned that 14 years he learned Shem Eber, pray tell me what exactly was he learning there? Shem Shmaitzis, Tosin, what was he doing? Rambams, I'd like to know what was the program of study, what was the curriculum that took place in the Yeshiva Shem Eber? I once asked this of a Rebbe of mine when I was in grade school, and I won't tell you what his reaction was. He Eli was being machish, that there was a yeshiva Shem Eiver, and that he was learning Torah in the yeshiva Shem Eiver. I just want to know what they learned there. What did they do there? They were philosophizing, they were engaged in a discussion of the different proofs for the existence of God. What exactly was happening over there? Okay, that's a separate discussion, but I...
Did the yeshiva ever get a satisfactory answer to that question?
No. And the Chalal I'd like to know, but this is what Ramban discusses. Let's get to Ramban and maybe we'll touch on the issue. And the first issue that I mentioned to you, what exactly was the Avodas Hashem of the Avos, the Avos of Matan Torah, that Rav Soloveitchik, Zochel Lebracha, discusses a number of times in a number of essays and articles and drushes that he delivered on the topic, but I want to get to the Ramban because that's really my main thing. The Ramban continues, V'imkei Yia Kol Zeboni Al Das, Shalai Avram Avinu Mekayim U'mishamir Satorah Chavondita. I just want to comment on these two words. I want to be medayek lashon Ramban. Ramban says, what did Avram do? He was mekayim u'mishamer. Translate those two terms. Literally, mekayim means to fulfill, u'mishamer, to guard the Torah. Before it was given. The Ramban continues. It says, Ramban now refers to a statement in the Medrash Rabbah. It says in the Pasuk, Vayitin lam Yosef agalos. If you remember that when Yosef is reunited with his brothers, so the first thing that he does, he sends Agolos to where? To Paro? Not to Paro, to Yaakov Avinu. Why? Why do you send Agolos? To bring back Yaakov and die on to Rosh. Hazal say, and that's what he quotes the Medrash, that this was a remesh. Shapir Shemenu B'Pasha Zegla Rufa. That the last conversation that Yaakov Avinu had with his son Yosef dealt with what? With Zegla Rufa. Shaya Osik Batorah Kishem Shaya Avosa. Because they were involved in the study of Torah the way all their forebears were involved in the study of Torah. And so therefore, this was a remez, a simen to that conversation. By the way, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Lebracha, something very similar. He said that when he left his father, Rav Soloveitchik left Poland and went to the University of Berlin. So the last conversation, remember they had in the documentary, you ever saw the documentary, Rav Soloveitchik, so they had a bit of this, that the Rav, his last discussion with his father was of a Torah, a Torah topic. I don't recall which topic. I'm not sure they mentioned which topic it was. And then, when the Rav met his father many years later, I don't recall, it was quite a hiatus of time, quite an interregnum that had passed between the time the Rav went to Berlin and then came back to America. What was the first thing they discussed? Once again, they discussed the particular Torah topic that they had spoken about when they had left. This is classic risk. And you expect they would hug each other, kiss each other, but yet they weren't known for their, shall we say, expressing emotions publicly. I'm not going to get into that topic. But whatever the case is, it's similar to what the Ramban quotes in Medrash in reference to Yaakov and Yosef. Ramban continues, "Bi'arach shel lo nitna Torah, the Torah not yet been given. Vavi kosu, vayishmo mishmarati, mitzvosei chukosei v'sorosei, v'sham amru." The Ramban says, that's what the Medrash says, "Shaya mishamer, afilu dikduki Torah." That he was, in effect, Avraham Avinu Mishamer, guarded, even Dibduke Torah, by Yamalam in the Baba. And he also taught his children. He went ahead, the Ramban says, Avraham Avinu and taught his children. So here, the Ramban, in effect, if you remember, let me just backtrack for a second. Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says that when he was told by his children, Od Yosef Chai, Lichi Yomosha Be'eretz Mitzrayim. So what did Yaakov, what was his reaction? The Torah says, Yaakov did not believe his children. Ramban says that at that moment, what exactly happened? His heart stopped, as it were, and he didn't believe them, that Yosef was still living, till he asked them what exactly, what limud, do they know what limud he was osik with Yosef before he separated from him? And they told him the paragegel arufa, that's what he said. So therefore, Ramban says over here that Yaakov Avinu, in effect, was osik b'Torah ke'avosa. Like his forebears, he also was involved in the study of Torah. But obviously the Torah had not yet been given at that point in time, and the Ramban says here, the last thing we just read, Ravram Mishamer Satorah, Bechapil Divduki Torah. Even all the Divdukim, the Ramban says that he was, Avraham Avinu was careful about. Now I just want to, before I go further than Ramban, I want to refer you to a Mishnah, the end of Kedushin, famous Mishnah. The Mishnah comments at the end of Kedushin, the Mishnah talks about the obligation of a father to teach his son a trade, a profession, so he should have a panasa. And the Mishnah is a famous Mishnah. It says, he says, I'm only going to teach my son Torah because the person will get star in this world and the kerkayim alone haba, while any other kind of profession where the person, God forbid, is sick or he becomes elderly or he has yisurin and he can't work, then he's going to die. But Torah is not like that. Torah protects the person when he's young, gives him hope when he's old, and the Mishnah quotes all kinds of psukim, and then it says the following. V'chein ha'omer bi'avram avinu alav ha'shalom. So too, it says Avram Avinu, the Avram Zokein, Baba Yom, Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol. Hashem blessed Avram with everything when he was a Zokein. That's lessons Pasha Chayisara. And now the Mishnah continues in Kedushin, the last Mishnah in Kedushin. And it says, Matzino She'asa Avraham Avinu's Kalatar Okula Atchalon Ditna. So what language does the Mishnah use? She'asa. What does it mean, She'asa? That he did. What does it mean, he did?
He wasn't commanded.
Okay, one second. It means he practiced, or perhaps what the Chaim said is correct. That he wasn't commanded, he did it. Absolutely, the Shenemar, the Mishnah quotes this pasuk. Ekev Hashem Avram Bekoli, Vayishma Mishmati, Mitzvosai, Chukosai, Misorosai. By the way, we don't understand the entire Mishnah. What's the connection, what's the juxtaposition between observing the entire Torah and the fact that Hashem gave him a bracha when he was a zokei? It's very difficult to understand the connection in this Mishnah in Kedushin. So the Brisker Rav, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, his uncle, the Brisker Rav, and I think it's in the Sefer also, if I'm not mistaken. The Brisker Rav explains this Mishnah Kedusha, and he points out, based on the Tosefta, that the Tosefta says that Hashem blessed Avraham Avinu when he was older, even more when he was young. Why did he do so? Because he practiced the entire Torah before it was given, and therefore, the Mishnah over here in Kedusha says, how is Avraham Zoche apparently to this whole, shall we say, concept, notion of learning Torah. So the answer is because Avraham Avinu, the Tosefta says, there was revealed to him Tamei HaTorah B'Dikdukel. And that's why he was zochet to a particular bracha. But I'm not getting into that. I'm just pointing out that the Mishnah says here clearly Avraham Avinu carried out the practice of the entire Torah even before it was given. Now I'm going a bit further than the Ramban. And now we're coming to the core of the matter. And this is the famous Ramban. The Ramban says, maybe I should, again, one more comment before I even mention the Ramban. Just one last comment, and that is, I saw many years ago, I just couldn't find it again recently, that there's a Raibin. The Raibin has a sefer called Bali HaNefesh. It's a, like a perish on Taras HaMishbacha, Hilchos Nida. So the Raibin over there refers to the Gemara in the Darim, at the end of the, I think it's the Gemara at the end of the second paragraph of the Dara, on the second paragraph of the third paragraph, I got over there. But the Gemara speaks about a person who, shall we say, the Gemara calls him someone who has children, but when he was living with his wife, so he had kavana, he was somehow thinking about another woman. So the Gemara says the children who have one are called B'nai Tzemura. It's also the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim. The Gemara speaks about B'nai Tesha Midos, different types of, nine different types of children, and one of them is called B'nai Tzemura, which means the children of Tamura. Tamura, what's the word Tamura? Exchange. I was thinking about somebody else. So the Rabbi is the Kasha. If that's the case, then we have a problem with the Yaakov and Rachel. That's what the Rabbi is the Kasha. We should have a field day with Yaakov and Rachel, because we know that when Yaakov married Rachel, he thought he was with whom?
Leah.
It says, Vahiva Boker. He thought it was Rachel, but in reality it was Leah. Vahiva Boker, Bidei Leah. So the question is, the children that were born from that union together are, according to the Gemara, considered B'nai Tzemura. So the Ravid says, in order to answer this Kasha, the following. You hear the Kasha that the Ravid asks? And the other question is on the whole condition that Yaakov had with, shall we say, with the so-called Leah, the so-called Rachel, who was really Leah. That Bechlal has to be a question that has to be looked into. I remember once I was at a chassin with the Rav Soloveitchik, Chaim Bracha, and the Rav is very makvid. Today you see, I don't know if you go to such weddings, I also don't attend them so often, but once in a while I'm invited to a chassidish wedding, or something along those lines. And there, the kala is completely veiled to the point where you literally cannot see it. Hungarians or chassidim have very thick veils. That's how chassid, Rav Soloveitchik was there. The kala is such a veil. So the Rav would not permit the Kedusha to take place till the kala was unveiled, till the Eidim could see whether this was the right kala, that the chasar was being the Kaddish. I saw it myself, and she had to, there were several layers on the veil, and they had to uncover all the layers in order for our salvation. And this is a halachic issue.
This is far away.
Why did they eat? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vatikach hatzoi vatiskos," that when last week's parsha, Chayisara, that's the marker for it. That when she saw Rivka saw the Yezer coming, "Vateres itzlo vatigol me'al agomo vatomer la'eved v'yoi shalazeh ha'olich v'asodet v'aseinu v'yom ha'eved hu adoni vatikach hatzoi vatiskos." That's the marker. But still, you have to see whom the kala is. You even have to know that the chassid is marrying this particular kala. Okay, you're asking what's the svara. You have to answer that since that's your mishpacha,
no? No,
I'm not. You have to. Okay, so you have to see the mishpacha.
I had a breast of one inch and I had a cloth. It wasn't even a veil. It was she tripped going up the stairs.
Okay, I'm just saying. You don't have to go into all the dramatic details. But okay, I'm just saying the. Good. So, okay, yeah, they have to. I'm not here to. I think they have to explain their position. I never, okay, but that's a minhag which has become more popular even in some yeshiva circles I see. Anyway, why am I telling you all this? So the rabbi answers the kasha, if I quote correctly over there, in his sefer, Bala Nefesh, the rabbi says that issue that the Gemara says in the Dorim, B'nei Tzemura, that children were born because there was a kavana for a different person, he said the Torah was not yet given. I think his lashon is over there, B'lo Nesu, B'diduke Mitzvahs. That even though the office of the Kaim the Torah Kodesh Shanitna, but not all the Dikdukim, not all the details, not all the minutia, not all the Pratim, etc., etc. And those, they were Mekayim the Torah both in Klali, in a general kind of way, but without all the specifics, without all the Dikdukim. That's what the Rabbin says.
Contrary.
What does that mean? I'm not sure exactly what that means, and I have to now look back at it. I haven't seen it in a long time. But anyway, I'm only mentioning that because the Ramban here now has the following comment. By the way, the Ramban also has reference to this somewhere in the Sefer Mitzvahs. I didn't have a chance to find it. I should have looked for it actually, but I didn't. The Ramban has in the end of, I think, Shoresh Yudalit. If you have a chance to find it, I'd appreciate it. The Ramban discusses also this issue regarding Shoresh Mitzvah B'nei Noach. You know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara derives from a pasuk, that the Umas HaOlam carry out Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach. And we know what they are. Usually they have to teach Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach from Aleph to Zayin. That's how you remember them. I don't know if you were taught that. That's what my Rabbein taught me. Aleph is Eben Melachai. I can't repeat that. I don't remember them. Beis is Brikas Hashem. The Gimel Levi is Gezel. And what's Dalet?
Dinim.
Excellent. Dinim Achotz Ram Mabab. What it is? And what's Hei Bab and Zayin? What?
Hei is Hariga.
Excellent. Oh, you're good. And Vav?
Abu Zara,
that's a little short. Okay, that's what it is. I think you're right. And Zayin?
Znus,
excellent. Good. Chaim, you can't tell that. Anyway, that's how my Rabbein taught me to remember it. Aleph to Zayin. Anyway, the Ramban there, it's Hevi Amitzis. So he also discusses now, what does that mean that the Luchim Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach? Do you know what Dinim are all about? According to some of the Rishonim, Dinim means all Chashem Mishpat. What does that mean? The Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the non-Jewish world observes Chesha Mishpat down to all the Pratim. You know how many Pratim there are? You ever learn Pasha Mishpat? Just to learn Pasha Mishpat, I learned it when I was a youngster. Pasha Mishpat with Rashi, we had to memorize all the Rashi's of Mishpat when I was in fourth grade. Crazy, absolutely crazy. We spent the whole day learning Pasha Mishpat. I mean, I don't think I understood anything. I didn't understand what's going on, but I learned the whole Pasha Mishpat and all the Rashi. I still have a lot of it in my head today, based on years of the Yamkusa Lamishtach. Anyway, the Ramban says over there, no, it doesn't mean that the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, that they were Mekayim them down to the last minutia. He says, how are they Mekayim them? That's what the Ramban says, be close, below be protus. Ramban also there in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Similar to what the Rabbi said, the Gabi the Obis, the Ramban says, the Gabi Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Okay.
That's how the Rabbi answers the question.
Yes, that's what the Rabbi says, similar to what the Ramban says by Bnei Noach. The rabbi says by the almost called the Torah. Okay, but anyway, the Shema Mitzvah B'nei Noach was said the Klolos and not the Pratim. So now I'm going back to the Ramban. And the Ramban here is very, very significant. The Yesh Lishol, Ramban asks, if the almost of Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Kol HaShadidna, so then the Ramban says, in Kain, Heicha Ikim Yaakov Matzeva, the Torah says that Yaakov built the Matzeva. The Matzeva is a pasuk in Chumash. That the Torah says, Lo Sokim L'chol Matzeva, Asher Sonei Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk in Dvarim. How could Yaakov build a matzeva? He was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, the Kodesh Shanitna. Yeah.
That only applied after the Mishnah was born.
Okay, you're answering each kasha individually, which there's a mock-up to do what you are saying. You'll answer each kasha. Fine. Okay, good. Let's say.
I see his next question.
Yeah. One second. And Vinasa Shtei Achoyos, Yaakov married two sisters. That's certainly something which is absolutely interdicted. Correct? The halacha is, how can you marry two sisters? Bechayeye. The halacha is, if one dies, then you can marry the sister. But Bechayeye, the pasuk says, Ye'isha l'achisa l'sikach, litzror l'gavos ervasa aleha bechayeha. And the Gemara Dash is Bechayeha, both of them when they're living, you can't marry, obviously, two sisters. But if one sister dies, then you can marry the other sister. Okay, so you had some matzeva, as you said, we got in the Mishnah. What about this kasha? What? You know the Ramban already, but who says such a thing? Not Pitom. On what basis? Ramban said, I'm going to attack the Ramban shortly. One moment. But the Ramban writes further, Bidasa Boseinu, Arba. He says, according to Chazal, now he married two sisters, but Yaakov Avinu married four. Four sisters, because Chazal say that who else were the daughters of Laban? Bilhah and Zilpah. Also the daughters of Laban. So he married four sisters. Not only two, but four. So how can he do so? And further, Rabban says, Moshe Rabbeinu hekim shnei mesei matzeva, that we know. Moshe Rabbeinu also, he actually went ahead and set up, there was a pesuk in Chumash. Shnei mesei matzeva, how could he do that? It's against the pasuk in Chumash. Ve'ech efshe she'inogim hefte matura, ha'meshe osa Abram abim alatzma v'kavod ha'ashem socha al-dabar. How could they be knowing hefte something which Abram Avinu asked that himself, and Hashem, in effect, gave him a star. Abram Avinu, what was his greatest? The Torah says, "Leman yidatim Hashem ki yidatim." Hashem says, "I love him." Why? Leman Hashem yitzaves bonav es beis achav, because he commands his family to follow what? Torah Mishpat. So that means all the generations that follow. So how could they go ahead and do things which Abram Avinu himself would not do? Ubi Yaakov darshu sheshamar es haShabbos. This is also a famous Chazal. The Chazal comment, also in Medrash, that Yaakov observed Shabbos. The Kovat Tchumen, Yaakov also was Koveat Tchumen, the Dinim of Tchumen. So the Ramban tries to take care of the last issues. The Efsher.
Is that a question?
Yeah, he's asking the same thing.
He's not
asking a question. He's just pointing out that not only was Abram observing the Torah, but also Yaakov Avinu observed the Torah. So he observed Shabbos, Kovat Tchumen, Tchumen are the. Eruv et Chumen. What?
Oh,
sorry. Bottom Torah says Eruv Tashil. It says Eruv et Chumen. The Efsher Shiyah, but the Rabban says it could be Efsher Shiyah is a Shabbos. I understand that. Why would he observe Shabbos? Meshim Ishkula Kolator Kula. Shabbos is Shokul is weighted by Kolator Kula. But not only Shabbos weighted by Kolator Kula. He might every other mitzvah is weighted by Kolator Kula. I should say every mitzvah. Tzitzis. What else? Yishuvot Yisrael. Yeah, you want to find Chazal here? You can actually have a field day. Many mitzvahs are shocked going to a kulah. Shehi mina ma'aseh bereishis. The Ramban is trying to at least help the matter a little bit. So I want to continue. So the Ramban says, "Ulai ne'amar." The Ramban says, "Perhaps he suggests that it says mishmarti." What does it mean, mishmarti? Shnius la'arayus shel b'nei noach refers to the rabbanans with reference to the arayus of b'nei noach. Mitzvosa gezel shurkes dami. Mukosa ev menachai kilayim. Basically, maybe what the pasuk refers to is what? Or that which B'nai Noach commanded to do. By the way, what was the status of the Avos? Do they have the status of B'nai Noach? Or do they not have the status of B'nai Noach? That's a Gemara. There's a clear Gemara, a Gemara in the Dorim. I don't know if you ever encountered the Gemara, but the Gemara says very clearly that Avram Avinu was not considered to be the Gemara derives from the Mishnah. Well, I xeroxed it, but perhaps I did. Gemara derives from the Mishnah that Abram Avinu is no longer considered to be a Ben Noach. He has the status of Yisrael, and therefore he's out of the gather of a Ben Noach. And therefore, what the Rabban says here is that perhaps the Avos only were Mekayim that which devolved upon Bnei Noach, and no more than that. I read further. Means what mitzvah did Abraham Avinu fulfill? The mitzvah devolved upon Ben Noach. And those were the ones that he fulfilled. Just finish this line over here. Gemoshe Eskiro, he quotes a famous Chazal, the Gemara of Rezor, but Yudalin, Gemara says, Abraham Avinu, he had a Masechus of Rezor with 400 prokim. We don't have such a Masechus. Abraham Rezor with 400 prokim. Vidarshim, Chazal also darshim, B'mei Asharim, is a a medrash shemadidu al ha'maisus ki hayu ha'avos nedivi amin. Look what he says. The avos were very philanthropic. Lases masos laniim. They gave masos to poor people. It means they help, obviously, non-Jews. Those that were poor. Oh, the kohen Hashem. You don't shame the heaven to tamidam. Ki inyan mu kohen elam. I mean, you know what they had in Egypt as well. Remember that in Egypt, Paro, the other Pasha Vayechi, there was apparently also a priestly caste, if you will, C-A-S-T-E. So there were apparently different levels. Yeah, what do you want to say? Okay, the Rabban here is suggesting that what? That maybe they were Mekayim only that which Bnei Noach and Mekuyim were Mekayim, but that's a little difficult, as I said, because the Mishnah writes in Masechet Nedarim, they already went beyond the Bnei Noach, Avraham Avinu is considered to be a Ben Yisrael. Fine. So now, the Rabban now makes the following suggestion that Josh mentioned. One of the most famous Rabban Zichulish. Vanir Elai, Midas Avaseinu. The Rabban says, Shalomad, Avraham Avinu, HaTorah Kula, Baruch HaKadosh. Avraham Avinu learned the Torah. Means, how did he know what to be Mekayim? Assuming he was Mekayim, Kula, Torah Kula. How did he know?
Rabban like
says,
Pesach, right?
What?
Like Pesach.
Pesach, correct. Rashi quotes. Very good. They ate matzah, etc., etc. Matzah is offered by Yochel, the Rabban says, Pesach Hayah. Anyway, the Rabban says, he learned it, Baruch HaKadosh. Ve'asakba, Uvitame mitzvosera misodosera. What does that mean? He was osik batora, and not only osik batora, but the Rabban says he was osik bitame hamitzvah. He wanted to find out.
Like the Rambam.
I'm sorry?
Like the Rambam and all the others.
Yeah, very good. He's like the Rambam, who's half a word of Buchim, is devoted to tami hamitzvah. So the Rabban says that Avraham Avinu was osik bitame mitzvosera misodosera, vishomer osakula, but kibisha mitzvah vosera. He obviously fulfilled the mitzvahs, but only in what gather? The gather of Yerushalayim also. I mean, similar to a situation of someone who's not cleared to do a mitzvah and does it. Let's say it will be perhaps a comparable example, a woman. A woman who comes to mitzvah, say she's not grandma, so she's potter. And yet, Ashkenazic women, I'm careful to say, Ashkenazic women, when we come upon themselves, let's say, a little bit of an esok, and they say with a bracha. And by Svadim, they chas v'sholom, as Ravadi writes, hasla haskir. God forbid they should go ahead and say bracha, and the mitzvah says shazman grama. They will, shall we say, self-destruct biyad. They will blow. Anyway, but that's what Ravadi writes. But there's a machlokes of b'shoyin. Machlokes of Rambam tells us all of b'shas. And machlokes of Machaber Rambam also whether a woman can be mekayim mitzvah says shazman grama and make a bracha. Somebody always needs to explain this machloket. As what does the bracha relate to someone who is obligated in the Maisa Mitzvah, therefore a woman has an obligation? Or no, the bracha can also relate to what he calls Aaron Rosenblum's favorite topic, a mitzvah kiyumis. And since I get a kira mitzvah, so therefore a bracha can also relate to an Aaron Rosenblum shiget asechel shuli, not only this machloket, but 10 others like that. But that's what Asalvesik said. Do you remember Gabi? This was Aaron Rosenblum's, as of this last Friday, he speaks to me every Arab Shabbos. So, once again, we came into a similar kind of problem and started screaming again. Anyway, the kids are, so the Rabban says that he observed the commission of Tzuvah. If it's a woman who does a mitzvah, she only gets a schar in a mitzvah. So, Taisa writes in Kedushin, why is the end of mitzvah also not the same? So, Taisa has a famous Taisa, he explains, because once you're mitzvah also, once you're obligated to do a mitzvah, there's already a yetzahara that tells you not to do it. But if you are a mitzvah also, then you are basically a free, shall we say, spirit. You can do it if you like. You don't want to do it. You don't do it. You don't have a Yitzhahara that tells you not to do it. It's a very beautiful explanation. Okay. The Rabban continues, and then the Rabban here unloads a bombshell, which Josh mentioned already. And the question is, where did the Rabban get such an idea? And this is a pilip loyim Rabban, absolutely beyond belief, beyond the ken, beyond rationality, beyond anything. Rabban said, Ushmirasa also, where did they observe the mitzvahs? Baritz Bavan. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Did they observe mitzvahs? The Avos were Mekayim, Kolat HaTorah Kula, but where? Only in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, now the Rabban with this, he's home free. Why? Let me just finish it. The Yaakov B'chutzaretz Nasa Achayos. Guess where Yaakov married the two sisters? Only in Chutzaretz. He had the chuppah outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Amram. What's this V'chein Amram that the Ramban refers to? What did Amram do?
His father's sister.
What's that?
Yocheved was his father's sister.
Oh, Amram married who? Yocheved. Yocheved was his aunt. Are you allowed to marry your aunt?
No.
Can a niece marry her uncle?
Yes.
Yes. Can a nephew marry his aunt? No. Chas v'shalom. That's one of the striking distinctions the Torah has in there. They told them what's the distinction between the two. I'm not discussing it right now. Where did this take place? What's that? It's Kiyah Mitzvahs. And the Ramban has this famous line which he repeats again and again and again. By the way, he repeated it already last week in Parshat Chayisara. So he started already in Chayisara, and the Ramban continues that very way in many Parshas of Chumash. Kiyah Mitzvahs, Mishpat al Keharete. Guess where Mitzvahs essentially belong. They belong to Elokei Haaretz. And who's Elokei Haaretz? The pasuk says in Melachim. The Ramban is referring to a pasuk in Melachim Beis. I think it's in Perek Yizayin. I don't know which pasuk it is, but the Melachim Beis Perek Yizayin is a pasuk that says that the mitzvahs are mishpat Elokei Haaretz, belong to the God of Haaretz. Haaretz is where? Eretz Yisrael. Just one second. The Ramban himself is bothered by the question, and he asked it a moment later. Even though the Ramban says, what am I talking about? When it comes to a mitzvah that's a chavis aguf, what does it mean a chavis aguf? The mitzvah that devolves upon me to do, such as tefillin. You're going to tell me tefillin is a mitzvah that is only fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael? That's absolutely ridiculous. Tefillin is a chavis aguf. If you're talking about shmitah, terumas v'maisvus, something which is a chavis karka, that I understand. You fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. But anything else which is not a chavis karka, a chavis aguf, it should be fulfilled where? Everywhere. He quotes the Mishnah Kedusha. And the Ramban says, despite that fact, I'm telling you that they observe mitzvahs only where? In Eretz Yisrael. Let me just finish this paragraph. The Ramban says, I'm going to allude to this again, and Chazal have a remnant to this. There's a Sifrei that is quoted in Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Ekev, in Perek Yedalf, Pasuk Yudches, there's a famous Rashi over there. Rashi says, V'samtem es dvar ha'eleh. And Rashi quotes the pasuk, "Katzibu lechem tziyunim," and the Ramban there has an arichas of Pashas Eker to explain to us, and he explains it as well in Acharemos as well. The Ramban says that when a Jew does mitzvahs in Chutz Aretz, why is he doing the mitzvahs there? Only as a targil, as a practice, in order to know what to do when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. Because where is the ideal locus for kiyum mitzvahs? The Ramban says where? In Eretz Yisrael. And what's he talking about? Not mitzvahs atzuyas baretz, but even mitzvahs sheinus atzuyas baretz, namely tefillin and tzitzis and achilas matzah and things like that have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Now, Ramban says, really, mitzvah should only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. And of course, the Ebed Yavos, they only fulfill mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban, let's just finish the paragraph, then you can speak. Ramban says, Ramatzeva, mitzvah sheneschatshe v'zman yaduahi, kima shadoshu, kashir sonah, Hashem alokecha, shir sonah achar hirsa huvim me'avos. During the days of the Yavos, it was beloved in the part of Hashem's barach. And during the days of later on, it became Sudua. And then, you know, Ramban goes further because he has to explain a number of things that he didn't answer. Like Yosef, observe Shabbos in Mitzrayim. The answer is the Shabbos, like he said before with Yaakov Avinu, is Shogel Derekal Mitzvah. Shabbos is made on the Chidush Ha'olam, and therefore you have to teach Emuna. So that can be done even in Chutz Aretz. But in overall, the Ramban says, mitzvahs can only be fulfilled and were only fulfilled by the Ovos in Eretz Yisrael. This Ramban is absolutely, how do you describe it? Merafsan Igra. That means it is wild, it is beyond rationality, it is incomprehensible, it is absolutely beyond the pale. Pashut, there's no amen. There are no words to defend the Ramban. What in heaven's name is he talking about? What is he talking about? Chaymas Aguf. And the Ramban, as I said, goes further. When he goes and explains that really all fits should, their fulfillment should only be in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz Aretz only a practice. So what I do in Chutz Aretz in Chicago and Teaneck in New York is only a means to an end. Once I make Aliyah, so I'll know what I'm supposed to do because I practiced in the Chutz Aretz. But really, these mitzvahs have no relevance to Chutz Aretz. As they would say, literally, follow up the cup. He lost his mind. No, I'm done. Pasha, he lost his mind. Now, what do you want to say?
So, according to the opinion that Bill and Zilpah are also sisters of Bracha and Leah, how does that work according to the Ramban? Because I forget what it says. I say that Rachel died before they entered Eretz Israel because he couldn't stay married. And how was he able to stay married to Bill and Zilpah?
The Ramban, by the way, in Acharei, it's a good kasha. The Ramban says that's why Rachel died. I think he writes it in Acharei. I have to look at the Ramban. I don't have it in front of me right now. I think there the Ramban says that Hashem niskinu lo levado niskinu alilos. It's all bashkocha. and Rachel died. Dafka, Pasuk says, "Vani bevoyin padon, meisal al Rachel, ve'eretz Kanan baderech, ve'ov kibat eretz lo afrasa." And he buried her, ve'akvei Hashem baderech efrat he beit lachem. So she died when they means in her schus she didn't die in Chutz Aretz, and in his schus he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael with two sisters. But you're asking a good question.
I've heard that Bilhah and Zilpah were sisters, but not that they were the daughters of Laban.
And there's a Chazal, I believe, that indicates in the Bereishis Rabbah. I assume that's what Rabban is referring to, that even Bilhah and Zilpah were the daughters of Laban. You're right, the Parsha of Shah is not like that. But again, Rabban's happening with Roshim over here, so you're asking a good question, a legitimate question. Okay, now what do you have to say? And I want to just make one more second, I'll just mention, just read Rabban throughout his Bereishis Al Torah. There's no doubt that Rabban was in love with Eretz Yisrael, that we know. Rabban clearly had a romance with Eretz Yisrael beyond belief. The Rabban, everywhere you go, Kimat, the Rabban indicates, and the Rabban, for example, relies on the famous Gemara Ksubis. The Gemara says, Kol Ador b'chutz laretz. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, then you have a God. If you live in Chutz Laretz, what does the Gemara say? You have no God. God does not exist in Chutz Laretz. Ki'ilu! Luckily, the Gemara says Ki'ilu. Otherwise, we'd really be in trouble. Ki'ilu ain't no God. What is the Rabban talking about? Does anyone have even a clue or some sort of a... How do we go about dealing with the Rabban? You know what the Rishonim do with this Rabban? I can't begin to describe it to you. Just go one after the next. You can start with the Mizrahi, the Maharal Prague. He just wipes the floor with the Rabban. I mean, just unbelievable what they do with this Rabban. There's a famous Gemara in Pesachim. They ask, a Gemara Kufi Tes, in Avim Pesachim. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu, Lasa Dava, they're going to give out the Kesha Bracha by Mashiach time, and they're going to give it to Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Yaakov. Each one has some reason why they can't make Kiddush, so to speak. And Yaakov Avinu says, I can't make Kiddush, I can't make the Bracha. You know why? Because I married two sisters. So we see very clearly that Yaakov Avinu, shall we say, he says himself that he's to be indicted because he married two sisters. What's the Rabban talking about? He married two sisters outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara indicts him. Okay, anyone? I'm not even explicating the difficulties with the Rabban, but you more or less, I think, get to the problem, what is going on over here. Okay, yes, sir.
The Rabban himself said, Rashi said in an earlier share that Abiyu sinned by taking Sarah into danger.
Right,
into danger. So we see that's clearly a sin outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Excellent kasha. The Rabban earlier mentions the Rabban has a number of chatoyim that Avraham Avinu committed. One is that he left Eretz Yisrael, and when he leaving Eretz Yisrael, should have been talking to Hashem Yisbarach, and he went down to Mitzrayim. So that's a very good hour. Rabban has what?
Didn't Avraham Soveitchik say that also leave Eretz Yisrael or something? That's why he didn't go.
Ooh, what was that? I missed that.
Didn't Rashi once tell us?
Yeah, the Rav Soveitchik held Kanireh. Even though I have a question on this, but the Rav was never in Eretz Yisrael except for one time. He was offered to be the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, and in 1935 he was in Eretz Yisrael.
How did the Rav do that then?
Oh, that's my kasher. So I never got an answer. I asked this Rav Lichtenstein a number of times. So he told me, I'm not responsible for my father-in-law, his positions. Tell me along those lines. Anyway, but I have the same kasher. But the Rav held, based on the Rambam, that once you are in Eretz Yisrael, you can't leave. By the way, it's not so posh to leave Eretz Yisrael. The only time you can leave Eretz Yisrael is for what are the heterium, number one?
Parnassa,
number two? Marriage, number three? Limud HaTorah, number four? No, that was mentioned already. Kibbutz Avayim, correct. Those are the four heterium to leave Eretz Yisrael. And if you're a Kohen, forget about it. If you're a Kohen, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm not mentioning that we have a few Kohenim in the room. Because of Tumas Eretz Yisrael, how can you go to Tumas Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara is very clear about it. Anyway, what do you want to say? Does anyone have any even a thread to help the Ramban out? The Ramban is attacked by every single person, and the Ramban is a pelotz. It's the Ramban the Shitosa who called her a kula. Ramban was a romance with Eretz Yisrael. By the way, you know who has a similar position? Besides Rabbi Eisler, you have a similar position. A similar position is the Guzari. Rabbi Alevi Kuzari, he's in a romance with Eretz Yisrael. A romance, beyond belief. But not Libi, forget about not just, it's all over the place. You read all of his poetry, you can't begin to deal with it. But I am a Litvak. And a Litvak, I also love Eretz Yisrael. But you know, there's Agbu Masiya. You have to also operate, we have Kalin. What is the Rabban? The Rabban all of a sudden becomes he was a Kabbalist, but the Rabban was a very rational person. He wasn't irrational. By the way, Rav Soloveitchik held that the Ramban is based on a pasuk in Chumash. And he had a pasuk in Chumash, I have to show it to you. Can I just borrow the Tanakh? The Rav said that the Ramban is based on a pasuk in Chumash Ishi. He said it's an explicit pasuk, but very nice explicit pasuk. But still, as the Ramban is very difficult. I'm just reading the pasuk. It's found over here when Hashem makes a bris with Avraham Avinu, the famous bris with him. So the Torah says over there, it mentions the following. In Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin, it says, this is the bris Hashem, right after the Avraham Goyim, after his name is changed. It's in Perek Yud Zayin, I'll read that, I'll read what I'm looking. Ve'ifresi oscha b'mod b'yom v'satich l'goyim v'lochim v'mchay yitzeyu Pasuk Zayin. V'achimos is b'isi b'ni u'menecho b'en za'acha chamecho li'osucho l'elokim u'za'acha chamecho. I'm going to be to you for a God and to your children. And then it says right after that, v'nasati l'chol za'acha chamecho eis eretz b'gubecha. Pesukim Zayin yaches. I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, eis kol Eretz Kanan, v'yisi l'hem l'elokim. And I'm going to be to you a God, mashma, where will Hashem be to him a God? In Eretz Yisrael. And where will, shall we say, Avraham Avinu fulfilled after the princes optimally, ideally, in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rav said, you see from Pesukim Chumash, this is the Makom of the Ramban. I'm not convinced. And the Chalal of the Ramban is very difficult. Yeah, who you want to say something? Yeah, I'm sorry.
So to answer Gavi's question, was bringing Tzardan from the tribe an actual chayit, or was that just a lack of bitachon?
Lack of bitachon, the Ramban calls it a chayit. Ramban calls it a chet, that's lashon Ramban. Ramban is some
chet. Pasuk d'oraisa that would be considered violating
d'oraisa. Not taking away d'oraisa
in it. Yeah, the question of d'oraisa, but it calls it a chet.
Was that a test for Ramban?
Undoubtedly.
So then he failed the test?
I mean,
Ramban says you failed. Are we saying that he failed? We're saying he failed one of the tests?
No, I didn't say that.
The
Ramban does not say that. First of all, we don't know what the Machlokes of Rishonim, what exactly the 10 tests were. You have to check to see. That is included, I believe you are right. But not all Rishonim necessarily subscribe to the same 10. Yeah, what is it? Josh, yeah. That what? I'm sorry? What do you mean? So what are you saying? So you're saying that it's not a kasha. Okay, I'm still bothered a little bit by it. I'm looking to find what is the basis of the Ramban. That's what bothered me for several decades. One?
Where is this list just mentioned? Roshina mentioned one of the Roshina lists.
Ramban of Chumash. Even though I heard also the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that he said about this Ramban from Chafetz Chaim, that this Ramban, he said, not just this Ramban, but the other one too. Bataneh Sarai, that both he and Sarai committed the chet. Avram by permitting her to be ma'aneh Sarai, and Sarai by being ma'aneh Hagar. There's a problem. The tzibi has the kasha. The Ramban from Sukkim and Lesvim Pasha Chayisar. First pasuk says Chayisar. What was she? Meir Shana, Yasim Shana, Shnei Chayisar. Rashi says Kulam Shama B'Teiva. And the Medrash, the Tzibi quotes Midrashi Chazal. She was a tzmima. She was a tzaddikus from here to I don't know where. And she never committed any sin. What's the Ramban talking about? It's against Chazal, it's against everything. So Ramban is dismissed by the Nitziv. And the Rav Soloveitchik allegedly said the name of the Chafetz Chaim. I didn't hear it myself, but I heard from others who told me that he said the Chafetz Chaim said about these Rambans, Kishgoga Hayotze Es Mitznei Hashalim. Ramban made a mistake. That's quite a statement. I'm not here. I'm just telling you what the Chafetz Chaim is allegedly quoted as saying. By the way, people build these Rambans, they build empires based on these two Rambans. I don't want to get into that. But I'm just saying to you that the Ramban is very, very mechudash. Yeah. I'm not just saying that Eretz Yisrael is not an Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, the Ramban says it. Ramban says that Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says, he quotes a Sifrei, Eina Sovelet Ovei Avera. Eretz Yisrael cannot handle, Eretz Yisrael has a much more delicate digestive system. And right away, a person who doesn't have Avera, he hears specifically the Ramban says three Averas, namely, which three? The three cardinal sins that a Jew is obligated to give up his life for. Gila Reishra is Dama B'Zorah, and the Ramban has Reish all of Tanakh, that he proves and induces the Ramban, he... is the Perish on the Torah is just woven through with a tapestry full of Tanakh, and the Ramban shows that these three Averis in Eretz Yisrael, wow. The reaction is, the Torah says, the Rabbis to point this out, What is going to happen if we do Averas on Eretz Yisrael? The land will what? Spew us forth. That's a lashon of Velo Soki. It says it twice in Chumash. Once in Achareim, once in Kedoshim. Will be spewed forth. Eretz Yisrael cannot handle all the Avera. Chutzaretz! No! The person doesn't have Avera, dealing in New Jersey. Not a good thing to do Averas there too. Chicago, and New York, whatever it may be, San Francisco. But in Eretz Yisrael is so sensitive. So Avera will be literally spewed forth. And the Ramban says the Raya is called Tanakh. Called Tanakh is the Raya to that. So Eretz Yisrael has a very unique kind of radar, unique antenna, has a kedusha that Chutzar does not have. All this is nice and dandy. But what does it have to do with the Ramban's thesis that even a Chayba Saguf, like Tfilin, I do it in New York only because of practice, as you said, that not to know what to do when I come to Eretz Yisrael. Where did God come up with such an idea? Who told him that? Where does he get such an idea from the Ramban? It's a pedo of the Ramban.
So anyone tried
that, that you know, that was in the
Yudel, or the Jehovah,
or the Jehovah, so then still, why did you have to marry the Chutzarts? No, he said he married the Chutzarts.
So,
well,
he still
knew
it was
in the Yudel. But only in Eretz Yisrael was he carrying the Kalat
HaGula
before it was given. The
Chutzarts,
he was not the
Kai. Is there anyone that tried to
see you next to? Of course there are. I mean, I've been thinking about the matter for 40 years. I mean, it's not a, trust me, I'm not, I can't, the Ramban is not Ramban. He was a titan, Shem Kamoah, but there has to be a Mahalach to Miyasha the Ramban. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I was not suggesting, I'm just curious, like, what exactly did they do with him when, like, when they observed Pesach? Did they do, like, Magid and they got
over? That's what bothered me when I asked this Rebbe as a youngster.
And what are they
exactly, what were they learning, and what were they, what, I have the same kind. By the way, you should know the Haggadah that we have today is not the Haggadah that Chazal had. That's very clear. Over the years, there were layers and layers that were added to the Haggadah. Rav Kasha has a Haggadah, and in his Haggadah, he shows the evolution of the Haggadah. Unbelievable. It evolved from, you know, we have a tendency over the course of millennia to really add and continue to add. I don't know if you know what's happening. This generation is probably a reaction. When I grew up, which is not that long ago, they said everything in the Siddur. I don't know if you had the same reaction. Everything in the Siddur, in the Shul, I daven, every peep was said, every single thing was said. Today?
Skip everything.
You skip everything, correct. And what does the art scroll do now? They put all the piyutim in the back. Correct. And I just heard from my brother-in-law, writes the art scroll, that they're thinking now of even eliminating all the piyutim. No one says it anyway. What's the point? And we are a generation that, halavai, we should say, Shemoneh Esrei. And we'll be happy. Forget about it. All the piyutim. Rav Soloveitchik was in love with piyutim. Crazy. So I asked myself also something else that bothered me. You think he said piyutim the bris that'll say anything? Because this is a half second, this is a half second, that's a half second, and this is, you know, all kinds of, they have every lumpness imaginable. But he knew every piyut by heart. He knew all the piyutim by heart. He loved piyutim, and now he used to tell the chazanim, you can say all the piyutim you like. You have to dominate, but not in the course of the, you know, based on the Mishnah Brachas, the Achlamz of Rishonim. Maybe Rishonim Kippur there in Baloshin they said some piyutim, and the question is which ones? Maybe only those that are mentioned in Gemara. Which piyutim I mentioned in the Gemara came out none. So of course they didn't say piyutim mechlal. But anyway, we don't like piyutim, we don't do any of this. Okay, but I'm back to the issue of Ramban. So maybe you will think about it, and by tomorrow, perhaps you'll give me some kach. Yeah?
Who's studying the Yeshiva Shem?
I can't answer the question. I'm bothered by all these things. The answer is, they had Talmidim apparently. Yeah, maybe what Yossi says is correct, that we have many thousands of people. And Avraham Avinu is the kind. By the way, what happened to all those Talmidim of Avraham Avinu? They petered out. I heard from the Rav, the Baal Shem Rambam. They all petered out. But they're Talmidim, many Talmidim. Why not?
Because there were a bunch of generations
that
could share their
That is true. And Shem Deva, by the way, are still around. You know even when? During the days of Yaakov Avinu, and they're around much earlier. Kind of they had Aruch HaZel and Mishonim. And we know that Yaakov, Rivka, where does she go? She goes to Esker Kasha from the Shem Leiva. What is it?
That's a
Chazal. It's a Chazal. I said, okay, I understand. But she went to the reigning, whatever. Anyway, this is a famous Rabban. I have more to say about this. I've been thinking about it for 40 years. It's not a recent vintage. And this Rabban needs a lot of attention. But isn't Rabban remarkable?